Lithium-ion technology has a ton of potential for renewable energy, but it also has a checkered past.
Take a look at this shocking home security footage. You can see a flash of light, a spark, that ultimately led to a house fire. The source of that fire, a lithium polymer battery that exploded.
This clip from NBC Charlotte joins other famous incidents of lithium-ion battery explosions, including hoverboards and the Samsung Galaxy. So is the technology really safe?
It poses additional risk because it stores more energy.
That's Andrew Clock.
The energy density of lithium ion is higher than most other batteries.
Clock oversees emerging issues and training at the National Fire Protection Association. He says even as lithium becomes more commonplace in vehicles, he's not too worried.
Everyone asks me, are electric vehicles more dangerous than gasoline vehicles, right? Not really. Every 3 minutes in the United States, there's a car fire with a gasoline engine. Every 3 minutes.
Plus, he says electric vehicles and other devices have great battery management systems that can alert users when a battery is overheating.
My Android the other day told me I've got too many apps open. It's overheating. Shut them down immediately. So that's a good management system, right?
If you put the power of that phone multiplied by 10,000 in close proximity, it's going to require more than just passive cooling.
That's Donald Sadoway. He's not so confident in lithium's safety record. Sadoway's a professor in the Department of Materials Science and Engineering at MIT. He says lithium ion is great for laptops and smartphones because you've got essentially one small battery cell. But once you start using more and bigger cells to power electric vehicles and store renewable energy, that's when you run into some issues.
My feeling is that when you get to very, very large format, the lithium ion requires safety measures to be put in play. So that you don't get thermal runaway, which could lead to ultimately to fire.
And that's not just theory. Back in September, a large-scale energy storage project in the UK using lithium exploded and caught fire. And another in Arizona exploded last year, injuring 9 first responders. And Sadoway says it goes beyond safety. Lithium batteries don't last.
You know, on your phone and your laptop computer, on day one, you've got plenty of runtime. On day one plus 5 years, it's not the same. It's as though every year your fuel tank on your car has been shrunk by 10%.
But he says the challenge now is figuring out how to come up with a good alternative without adding to the price, something he's working on.
People want sustainability, but no change in cost. They want sustainability, but no change in habits. So it's a tough bill to fill.
At Invinity Energy Systems in the San Francisco Bay Area, CEO Larry Zulch is working on that challenge too. He thinks another metal, vanadium, could be the answer.
It's normally used to harden steel. Henry Ford used it in the Model T.
His company is developing vanadium flow batteries for stationary energy storage, but the chemistry isn't perfect here either. Unlike lithium, vanadium is not energy dense, so the battery systems are bigger and heavier. Still, Zulch believes the positives outweigh the negatives.
They are unlimited in their use. You don't wear them out by cycling them. You don't wear them out over time.
And there are other significant benefits. Vanadium poses little fire risk, and Zulch says much of the world's vanadium supply can be found in existing industrial waste.
There's enough out there that we can, in effect, mine our own residue of the past for a long time for vanadium.
There are some big players trying to solve this too, not by giving up on lithium, but seeing if they can solve some of its issues. Bill Gates and Volkswagen are backing one lithium battery startup. Data released by the company this month claims it only takes 15 minutes to charge up to 80% capacity without some of the safety concerns. But right now, all of these ideas are still in the potential stage. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.